Let's not play around. Jump right in it. Last night, the Jags, Clint Tyler got the brakes beat off of them.
Bring on the Jaguars!
Some people thought the Jags might be the team that could give the Texans problems, but they are 0-3, and hell, at least their first two games have been somewhat close. But this last one, man, 47-10 by a team that I think at the start of the season, I think many people thought Buffalo and Jacksonville might have been on the same level.
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
I think with the losses Buffalo had, I think a lot of people may have thought that they may have been beneath, potentially. But clearly that is not the case. And those are the next two opponents for the Texans the next 2 weeks. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, they look like they got problems. They look like they might have to fire another coach.
Ooh, it's bad, man. It's when Figgy's talking about that he thinks Trevor Lawrence may be trying to get Doug Peterson fired. You know, it's bad. I heard that on the midday show. Coming in,
playing,
man.
Like that, huh?
Hey, look, it was 47-10, a 37-point victory, and they scored a touchdown on their first five possessions. I mean, that joker was 30.
Yeah, whatever.
I think they
want.
Missed an extra point or something. I think it was 34. But anyway, I mean, it was that defense is absolutely horrible. They have no answers. And let's be honest, man. I mean, I think Buffalo is a much better football team. In fact, I never dropped them. I felt like Stephon Diggs leaving, the adjustment of whatever they were doing from a game plan perspective. I was impressed with what they did last year. They didn't drop on my board, but they did on a lot of folks' boards. Let's be honest, though. I'm high on Buffalo. I'm high on Josh Allen. I like the changes. But they ain't rolling the same caliber receivers out there that the Texans are rolling out there. They ain't rolling the same caliber receivers that a healthy Chicago Bears team can roll out there. I mean, you got old Barefoot Mac Hollins. I mean, you've got
Coleman.
They
like him.
Shakir. They like him. Coleman. Coleman's a rookie.
Shakir looks good.
I mean, but you ain't rolling. They're not rolling like this group out there that's striking fear into folks, man. That was to put up 47 points in what could have been very easily 60. Very easily could have been 60 plus points. That defense is horrible in Jacksonville, and Trevor Lawrence. The best way I can put it is he looks rookie lost. He looks.
I was
like,
gonna say what? How? Why is it so bad? I mean, it looked like he said, "Man, DeMar, this one's for you.
Yeah,
I want to give you a gift, man. I like, dude, man, you've been through so much.
Yeah, man.
Here, man, I want to get it to you. This one's
make some headlines. Here you go, big fella.
That's what I mean. What is going on?
Yeah,
there?
It's I don't know.
He had the Urban excuse to start.
Yes.
But now,
let's be honest,
now
he played better under Urban.
Well, I think Doug, the year they made the playoffs, he played
better.
Fair,
that was Doug.
But
that
Doug,
was, that,
but, Doug
right.
But this is that's not an excuse. Doug and him, we saw the best out of him. People thought last year he was coming in, he was going to take another step, had the injuries last year, which I think derailed his season. But this year, man, as you said, he looks Caleb Williams, Bryce.
I mean,
Bryce
he looks
lost.
Deer in the headlights. I'm not real sure of the offense. I've never seen this speed before on defense. Boy, they're throwing the playbook at me. I really don't know how to respond. I don't know how to get the ball. I mean, it is ugly all the way around for Trevor Lawrence. And you look at what the Jags have done. They were at Miami with Tua. They lost 20-17. They went to Cleveland and lost 18-13. And then last night at Buffalo, 47-10, they're in a bad spot. And this brings me home right here to Houston. And boy, if the Texans don't blow the doors off the Jags this week here, Ron, we're going to have some problems. I mean,
blow the doors off.
It ain't got to be 47-10, but if you don't win, if you're not.
This
like,
should be more than a one possession game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're not, if we're not at NRG Stadium watching this game, and it is not blatantly obvious who the better football team is, whether on both sides of the football, special teams, quarterback play, rushing the passer, stopping the run, all of it. Like, if it's not blatantly obvious who the better football team is, if this thing is a dogfight with the Jaguars, I don't want to hear, oh, it's just football. It's hard to win on Sundays in the NFL. That was a very, very, very bad football team that – you got to wonder how Doug Peterson's going to keep this thing on the damn tracks.
I just, when you take coach and quarter at everything, the rosters, you think there's a big difference between the Jags, the Colts, and the Bears? because the Texans struggled with those two teams. And, you know, especially the Colts defense, which is a struggle, and Anthony Richardson, who is inconsistent, obviously. And then the Bears offense was just one of the worst, probably maybe one of the worst offenses the Texans will face. Like, you think the Jags are below those teams, because that, I mean, they struggled in those games.
Yeah, I don't know if they're below them or not, Ron, but to me, it's if you can't go out there and protect the quarterback and run the football and score points against this football team, something's wrong. So, I mean, there's some, we can argue the Minnesota defense, the Chicago Bears defense, hey, man, they're going to be tough to score on for folks all year long. Okay, I can get that. Now, I expect you to be able to do that, because we're talking Super Bowl caliber football team here in Houston. We're not talking about a run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-pack team. But, hey, we can put that to bed. Like, you've not been good against two really, really good defenses. This ain't that. I mean, you ought to be able to score 40 plus points against this team.
We'll see. Their offense has not had that performance yet. Not to where we thought they could be.
Nowhere remotely close to where they should be.
And we'll see if Joe Mixon returns. We'll see if he'll be able to go and help out, because that would be a big key for them, having their running backs. But – no, I would say this, Clint, if they are what many of you have said they are, now we got some people switching around on it here on the text line saying, hey, we need to reevaluate this talent thing about the Texans. Maybe the Texans don't clearly have that great a talent.